They had faced that many atrocities. My grandma, Connie, didn't speak much of it. My grandma, Katie, did speak a little bit more of it. And we have her on audio tape, which was really great. So she spoke about majority of the farmers that had come and made their way and made their decision to come up to Canada. And in Oklahoma, when it became a state, the African Americans were faced a lot of segregational laws. She spoke about the Ku Klux Klan, and they had gotten organized quite prolific there with the fact of having different names, and like the White Brotherhood, she mentioned, White Rose, and it was predominant in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, North Carolina, where my family basically had come from. She also had mentioned about the Jim Crow. I did a little bit of research, and back in 1887, the laws spread that in the southern state, this discrimination was pressed upon African Americans. So during that timeline, my great-grandparents were being dealt with at that time with the segregation. And then at that same time, I just wanted to quickly mention that my great-great-grandfather, Emmanuel, he was born during slavery. As I said earlier, he was born in 1858. And then Lincoln announced in December 1865 the ratifications of the 13th Amendment of the Constitution. So my great-great-grandpa was 7 years old when that was established. So with that, many of the people in the Oklahoma state and amongst the Blacks made forth the first significant exodus in northern part of the state to come up to Canada, looking for the freedom. I mean, basically with the Ku Klux Klan and the various numbers of traumatic happenings which occurred. And my grandma did mention a couple. Their family made their way up here.